Welcome to Hyperspace Conversations, part of the Legal Aliens Network. Wow, I didn't think that it was such a long time since I've done one of these. July 11th, 2023 was the last time I recorded a Hyperspace Conversations episode. That was me talking about, I guess, my first year as a homeowner and kind of going through the ebbs and flows of dealing with that and figuring out how to be successful at being someone who can own a home and renovating and all this other fun stuff going on with it. It didn't seem like it was going to be quite a audacious task at first, but then just more things piling up and everything else kind of going along with it. And even with the podcast studio now in my master bedroom, that's basically become the set now. A year. That's wild. But then now, going into this episode of Hyperspace Conversations, episode 5. My God, I thought I did more than this. Never mind. It's been over a year since I've done my last one, and I figured ending 2024 and going into 2025, I would tell myself to do more of these. I think this can be something therapeutic for me to kind of just talk and get things off my chest and kind of tell a story. I'm gonna tell stories, maybe, if that's something that's good for me, but also for anybody who listens to our show normally and picks up on this, then great. It's something I do want to do more of come into the new year, and perhaps I can drag Brian into finally doing one of these. I was imagining he would be involved, but he has not had a time to do it at all. I had this weird idea also that maybe guests of the show can take part in doing an episode here and there of their own thing. You know, talk about their life and something they want to talk about for maybe 30 to 45 minutes. I don't know. It's just some thoughts now going into my head as I record this on Thursday morning, the day after Christmas. It's Boxing Day, so decided that, you know, hey, it counts as a floating holiday at work. I have it off, and I have the time to, you know, do things like this, and also get some videos done and clips done to round off the year and put out for the podcast, so that's what I'll be doing. But for now, this is going to be me just talking about 2024, my thoughts on how the year has gone, and kind of how I feel now coming into the new year and what I'm hoping for, but also what I intend to do, not just for my personal life and the things around me, but the podcast too. I think it's good to kind of go through that, and I probably should do that first to talk about what's going on with the Legal Aliens and how this year has gone, what we've been up to, what we haven't gotten up to time-wise or something else. And just kind of see where I view this podcast going into 2025 and the excitement levels I have, because it's quite high. I am really eager to get the ball rolling and hope that some of the things that myself and Brian want to do will be some things that we can fulfill. And, you know, whether it's just with us or with more guests, new or old, you know, we never know. We have ideas. We definitely want to see what that can be like if we put our minds to it and also a bit of our wallets, but I'll get into that in a second. But I'll start with the podcast and then kind of just, you know, gradually include my life in there and just talk about things that I've talked about and on episodes and where I'm at in my own life and maybe something that can, you know, change in the future and hope I can make it happen. So this year, 2024, Legal Aliens Podcast, my God, have we done a lot in terms of episodes. 59 of them, actually. That was something that we just decided, hey, for it. And it turned out, hey, we averaged more than one episode a week this year. Even the fact that we haven't done a single episode, if I now go scroll through all of Spotify, December 15th was our last show. We did like back-to-back 2 days in a row there, and we're like, we're going to chill for the holidays and go into 2025 going into it crazy. We're not. We'll see. But 59 episodes. A lot of jam-packed weeks. Sometimes we had some, you know, little breaks here and there. But I would say this has been the most fun that we've had on this show this year. We're, you know, kicking into high gear at the new studio at my house. You know, new table. We got all the new the lights, the new mics, and everything else. You know, we still have a TV on the wall that doesn't seem to want to work. Cable or the TV itself, no clue. I should probably go get a cable. I said that for months and still haven't done it. So, kind of shows where my head's at. This show has seen growth in terms of listens, likes, comments, sharing, even on places that I haven't noticed till now, it just kind of growing a little bit. Brian's able to look into the metrics with Spotify and all the other audio platforms. He has that access. I don't, but I'm looking at things like YouTube and where we're somehow slowly in small increments growing that. We're somehow, we've now, what? I just see a new achievement. We've reached 250,000 views on YouTube, in, you know, in total videos and everything, which is quite amazing. And it's a lot of videos that just kind of keep popping up here and there that from months ago that we've done. It's still growing and people are still finding it and commenting and liking and sharing and everything. It's been quite amazing. We're almost at this time of recording, 400 subscribers on YouTube. This month alone, we've already gained almost 20. So that's been pretty neat. View counts have been steadily rising. The watch times have been growing, have been gaining, which has been cool. There's just episodes and clips here and there on YouTube that are slowly gaining traction and people finding it. And I noticed that on places like Instagram too, where I go into our podcast page and I see likes and comments about videos and just saying like, oh, you know, here's an episode of this with this person or these people, and people are still finding it and still watching, which is really amazing. And I know, like I said, I don't have the access, you know, the RSS access like Brian does. He'd be able to see where people are watching from, or I should say listening, better said. It's been really cool. We're seeing different places around the United States and still around the world. People are tuning in. And I want to say now for the end of the year, thank you to every single one of you who are listening from outside the United States. Somehow you're finding us and you're still sticking around, which is quite wild to think about. And we all hope that you do. Honestly, it's kind of, it's really awesome to see that. And it's an honor, a privilege? I don't know. It could be whatever. But the fact that people outside our borders are not just state borders, but country borders are watching and listening and everything in between, it's quite surreal. We hope more of you, you know, stick around. We hope more of you can find us. To those who are still around, you know, keep sticking around. We really, really appreciate that. But yeah, YouTube's been growing ever so slow. It's been growing. It was ever so slightly. Now getting there. It's a little bit more that I'm noticing, and it's really cool. I really like seeing that. But in terms of guests, wow, we've had so many different guests on our show this year. A lot of reoccurring people on the show. I know you guys are always so happy, always so happy to see more of the same people, but also having others come in for the first time. I think it's been quite wild. I do want to give some shout outs there to some people that we've had on that we couldn't ever have imagined. You could definitely say having Chingo Bling on the podcast was a moment for Brian in particular, because he grew up knowing who he was and following his music and stand up, and just having him in my house doing a recording. And also shout out to Nora Yavel for getting us connected with him in the first place. You know, she's done that with MC Magic when we had him on, and now having Chingo is really, really cool, and we can't thank her enough for having us get connected. And also, hey, Eladio Nino, you know, we had him come on also because, you know, hey, he was a big fan of him growing up too. So, and then we got, you know, brought Chingo on to Eladio's show, so that was really cool. So make sure if you know who Chingo is but didn't know that he was on our show, scroll back, look around on audio and video, even go to Eladio, the El Nino podcast, you know, check that one out, because he was on there too. So we've had Chingo Bling on, who, funny enough, he was just about to start his new stand-up tour at the time this year, and in Detroit, funny enough. I want to say he hadn't done a show here in Detroit in a very long time, and now he, after getting a tour of the city by Brian, funny enough, and Nora, and then being here on the show and with Eladio's and doing his stand-up show when we weren't out there, he's planning to come back here more often. And Brian still has that connection. We can still text him whenever, really. So that's super cool. And he is actually a very cool dude. That was a cool moment to have. Other people of note that we've had on, I want to shout out to Anime. You know, Anna May, got to do it that way, for having her on. She's been a fan of the show for a little while now that connected with us just kind of, you know, out of the blue. And she's got her own little podcast. She has her own show going on. She has a YouTube channel, of course. She does, like, live streams and other kind of, round tables with people and, you know, discussing different topics, you know, different various topics. But finally having her on the show, you know, we got to connect with her through Discord, or I think Discord it was. I'm pretty sure we have ever just go to our Discord at this point, but we connected with her on Discord because she lives out in San Francisco, California. If you don't know who she is, she's someone who's she's from Ukraine originally, now here in the U.S. She's been in the U.S. military. She worked at NASA, and you know, now it's like, what the hell. Super cool, super cool woman. We had a great time finally getting to meet her, albeit virtually, but it was still a very good conversation. And we still, you know, in connection. We still share streams with each other and whatnot. So definitely shout her out. I want to shout her out. Check her out on her platforms as well. And then someone else, I think this is also more for Brian, but, you know, knowing who she is as well, I think this was someone who was absolutely, you know, a good part of why I think views have been coming in lately and comments and likes and everything, because I guess you're just finding the car community and everybody realizing, like, oh hell, you know, she's on your show. We had Angelina Alcantar on our podcast, known as Miss A, you know, the shop teacher. If you follow any car related stuff on YouTube, you've probably seen her, most likely on the Donut channel on YouTube. You know, she's very, very talented, very, very smart in what she does. And she, you know, having her on the show to just talk about her journey and getting into the automotive industry and how, I guess, her YouTube videos and her, like, teaching people about how to do things with cars, you know, help Brian kind of gain the motivation and inspiration to now become a mechanic now. So having her on the show was very awesome. It was only for an hour. We could only talk to her for that long, but we absolutely loved having her on. That was super cool. Very, very, very cool to have her on. Just talking shop about cars. You know, that's always something, myself, you know, included. I love doing that as well. So many other people. I can scroll all the way through that I'm just going to find that we've had on the show. Golden Gambit, obviously, got to have him, you know, future president Sigma Movement. If you have not seen his Instagram clips or TikTok clips, highly suggest. This man's going to, wait, Sigma Movement running for, it's coming. I'm telling you, 2028, 2032. All right, you know what? Could very well happen. You never know. Shout out to that man. We had Abby of Motor City Nerds. We've had her on as well. We had her on again. Ladio, of course. Of course you got to have it. Who else? Trumando. Oh, my God. Shout out to this man right here who probably is the first person to get Brian and I a little not 100% on a show, you know, bringing a whole ass bottle of Milagro tequila and we downed the whole thing. So shout out to him. I may or may not have allegedly went to go see my ex-girlfriend at the afterwards because she did ask to hang out. So that was maybe not the best idea. And yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. Most likely shouldn't have done that. But Mondo, what a guy. Had him multiple times. Had him one more time this year. What a cool dude. He's a great great musical artist. Nature in the Hood, you know, his album and everything. And hey, Mondo, I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this, but Brian and I are still waiting on our little feature if you're going to do that music video with like commentators in the background and whatever. We're still waiting on that. You invited us to do it. Of course, the man who's been on the show more times than I can count, Victorino. You know, one of our true friends on the show and, of course, outside of it. Can't thank you enough, of course, for being here as much as you have been, even though you live farther away now because our studio is farther away and everything. So the fact that he still shows up, you know, commendable. He's what a guy. Appreciate the man so much. Continue to do your thing in music. You know, we're always there for you. Who else? I'm scrolling again. Oh, yeah, our July 4th episode. You know, we got to have shout out to Q and Shad from the Shad versus Everybody podcast. He'll be coming in around the time of Independence Day to do Hot Ones Challenge. And Mondo, again, this is where they say he was here more than once. He was not technically invited to show up this episode. I heard a knock on the door while we were recording or just about to record. I open the door and I see this man in a robe. He was supposed to be going to like a pool party or something somewhere else, and I guess he ended up coming here with a bottle of tequila again. And we're like, all right, well, you're here, you can come on. And that made it so much better just having him on the show. And he ended up and by the end of the night, I offered my couch to him because he could not. Let's just say he couldn't drive home. I did not allow him to drive home. So you're good, my dude. I'll do that anytime. I can do that for any of you guys. I got you all. Great episode. Love Shad. Love Q. We're also on the Shad versus Everybody podcast. That's another thing we can say. That was our first time, Brian and I, being guests on a podcast. That was a super cool collaboration we did with them. You know, they Shad and Q, you know, they're always connecting with us and, you know, liking our stuff, and we're doing the same for them. So very, very cool experience to be a guest this time and not have to come up with questions or try to follow a kind of outline of things to go through on a show. But it was very fun, you know, being able to talk about our lives and our podcast and see, you know, things, different things. It was a very fun time. Other people to shout out, Forge the Sun, Tristan Rossano, one of the big members of the progressive rock and roll band here in Detroit, Forge the Sun. Very cool band. We really need to go see a show. That's one of the things I think we got to do better, Brian and I, is find the time to go see the people that come on, because a lot of times we just always schedule things when we're doing shows, and it's always so hard to go out and support our people. But Tristan and Forge the Sun, great. That was a great great podcast there. Seven Spitta, I have to also give a shout out to people that we've had on the show that we haven't even, you know, known of before, and they're coming to us now to like, hey, I've heard of you guys, I've seen your stuff and love to be a part of it. And Seven Spitta is one of those artists here in Detroit. She's coming up in the rap community as well. So, and she's even invited, like, asked us, like, hey, you guys coming back in January? I want to be back on. She was a great guest on the show as well. Having her on and talking about some mad stories as well. If you haven't listened or watched, you missed out. Trust me, it's crazy. But shout out to her. Andreana Luna is another one, another artist. Shouts to her. She's doing well. We're still connecting with her. Estilo 45, or Estilo 45, you know, for those who don't speak Spanish. I haven't had them on the show since we were at the old studio. We did a Spanish episode again. That was really cool. Doing that for the most part. That was very fun. Alondra Carter Alviso, another one. You know, talking, being, you know, somebody in the community of Detroit, you know, working with, you know, community outreach and, you know, all these collaborations and what she's been up to. And that's been very impactful. Lovey, another artist, he's, you know, just another one of those people that we've just like really gone to just want to support and watch their story and just watch them in music and kicking ass at that. Oceana Cavazos, Diego Cruz again, and his boy Tone. We've had those, everyone there. Better Unsaid, another one. We've had all these people. And then, of course, hey, Whitney Waz. You know, Whitney, we've had her on. She came along with Golden Gambit. Funny story. I don't know if I may have said this on the podcast before, but so Whitney and I actually went to high school together. We graduated in the same class and everything. We knew of each other. I couldn't say we were friends or anything. You know, we just knew people. We just knew each other, I guess, based on mutuals and whatever. I didn't know she was actually coming onto the show. Brian didn't know either. She showed up first. I opened the door. I'm like, I'm looking at her thinking like, wait, you're here. I'm like, all right. But I'm like, hey, Whitney, it's been a long, like, as I'm like saying hi, reintroducing myself. Like, hey, it's been a long time. You know, how have you been? Everything. Whitney was like, it turned awkward because Whitney didn't know what I was talking about. She was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, been a while. Do I know you? And I had to remind her who I was. And, you know, we went to high school together, and that I could just see in her eyes, oh my God, it is you. And that was too funny. But that was a funny moment. But I look back at that as like, that was just too pure. But she's great. I can't wait to see what she continues to do in music. She's kicking butt in that. A big time, I think the episode before Chingo Bling, I think this was a person that we had high on the list for podcast guests. It was Clooner. Those who are in the Detroit music scene absolutely know who he is. And if you don't, I don't know how you don't. Clooner, you know, king of Farmington himself, or Farmington Hills, however you want to do it, includes both. This man dropping music left and right. No matter, you might think it's satire, you might think it's not, but this man killing it. He's just climbing and climbing and getting all these collaborations and doing all these things. You know, he was doing some collab stuff with Drewski. You know, so that was super sweet. But having Clooner on, you know, on the show was definitely like a bar raised moment for us. And then of course Jingle Bling was right there next, you know, afterwards. Pretty Pink, you know, Steph, great guest. She's very, very good, cool. We've had Frosty, you know, another musician out here in Detroit. Then we had, you know, Tonio Sledge, real estate entrepreneur and his fiance Caitlin. That was a totally different kind of vibe with the podcast, because you never had someone like, you know, those two before. And them talking about real estate and investing and their stories of how they've gotten into that and how they're growing their kind of portfolio and things like that. It's very cool. You know, it's amazing how some people were like, you found us? How did you know about us? And talking about real estate and things like that. That's super, super cool. I think I enjoyed that episode quite a bit. And we know we're going to have them on again at some point. Caitlin, you know, his fiance, definitely mentioned she wants to have her kind of episode, you know, talking about her lifestyle and things like that. So that should be a pretty cool one. Of course, Carlos Cerda, friend of the show, friend of Victorino and Brian, Muay Thai fighter here in Michigan. Totally unfiltered, this guy, but that's what makes him really cool. he's nuts, but in a good way. He's a fantastic person. Another big guest that we've had on the show, Drippin' Honey. If you guys don't know who this is, she is a school teacher here in Detroit who became very well known and went viral because she was shouted out on the Breakfast Club radio show with Charlamagne and other people. You know, she got fired because of her, you know, growing rap career. And that just shot her up a lot, and, you know, everyone's mindset, like, oh shit, like, all right, this is going to be her. This is her now, and she's still killing it. It's very crazy how it all turned out and everything, but killing it. Yeah, she was super cool to have on the show. It was, you know, we really wanted to have this happen with her and, you know, tell her story and, you know, to see what she's up to now and how cool it is that her students are kind of like, you know, getting involved with the kind of music scene with her. And it was cool, you know, having them on music videos and whatnot. Another shout out, 904 Matcha, really cool dude. Another artist here in Michigan who, you know, came from Florida, moved out here. See, he's popping out music a lot, so he's really doing his thing. Pop It. This is a circus performer, contortionist, dancer. She's a movement coach as well. We got her on before Angelina. It was a virtual show because she was out in Kansas at the time, I believe, touring with her circus group from Michigan, of course. She's super cool. It was so cool getting like a different insight into what kind of, you know, things go on, like with a circus tour, and the things that are kind of like, you know, I guess what we know about it, what's some of the behind the scenes of how it works. And I think that was just super cool to have her on and get to, you know, see it from her side. Ryan Scott, another Detroit musician, Grand Rapids native. He's been doing quite a bit too. You know, if you see him recently on his Instagram, he's getting some mentions and articles written on, you know, different newspaper, you know, different like magazines and online publications. He's been doing so well. Cool as well. Tessa Nguyen. It was Victorino's girl, friend of the show. You know, she works in nutrition and, you know, in that kind of realm, and talking to us. And while it was funny talking to us while eating hot wings again, that was a fun time. But she's super fun. She's super fun. She's a good friend of ours. You know, I invited the two of them over around Labor Day to, you know, just have a barbecue, you know, just hang out. And that was a really good time. Trash the Clown is another guest that we've had on this year. It went viral because she is somebody from Port Huron, Michigan, who cleans up the streets in a clown outfit, you know, just like dressed up, paint on the face and everything. It's just to spread awareness, you know, like, hey, you know, we could clean the earth, you know, do your thing, pick up your trash and all of that. And you know what? And she's been on CBS, you know, she had interviews with CBS and other people. So getting that awareness has been very good. And it's now to a point where she's setting up events out in the area, have like mass cleanups or have little fun festivals or some things like that. So Trash the Clown, super cool. She's been, you know, doing her thing with that. And we love that. We love the awareness that she's bringing with that. Honey Roja is a entrepreneur and model here in Detroit. We got her on as well. That was a interesting show to have her talk about her story. Then we know somebody named Julie Fernandez, another musician here, who talked about her time at with Detroit's Cinco de Mayo Festival, which we've told at length about what happened over there this year. That was a fun time. I should talk about that, actually. Philip Saponaro, that's, you know, tying it up to Muay Thai. He's the one who is a promoter and music producer, formerly, I believe. But now is like a Muay Thai promoter here in Michigan who's setting up events. Shout out to him. He gave us tickets for their latest event, which was pretty sweet. But, you know, he's bringing Muay Thai, in, you know, legally into Michigan. Now, funny enough, it's just now legal. I never knew Muay Thai was illegal here in the state until very recently. No Kissing was another episode of ours late in October. That was actually, honestly, one of my favorite episodes. Dude's hilarious. Dude's got some crazy tales, and that was a super fun time. Dos Equis, friend of the show again. You know, he was the first guest we've had in our new studio, and that episode, Brian and I felt like it didn't go the way that we wanted it to promote him and, you know, present him in a good way. So we wanted to do it again and bring him back. It was around the time of the election too, so 3 hours long talking about the election. Fun times. Then we had, you know, our oh my God, John Presley, friend of Brian's, who used to work with him at the dealership that Brian's at. You know, he's doing his thing now, doing his own thing. He's got his own cleaning business, which is pretty sweet. Now, it's funny because that's the episode where we're talking about like ancestry and whatever. We'll get into that. That's gonna be something we're gonna look forward to with 2025. And then last guest, we had Pretty Pink again, and then Maquant. I think that's what Quant, I want to say. It's a friend of you know, someone she knew, someone he knows, and brought him on, and that was, yeah, that was our, those were our guests for 2024, and I wanted to give them their flowers and shout them out. And I know I actually made a YouTube video that's coming out in a few days from this recording, from the time of this recording, I should say, that I'll, you know, shout them all out, you know, not by name, but, you know, just to say, like, hey, you're all amazing, all unique in your own ways, and we can't wait to see what you do in the coming year. So, yeah, that's what's been going down in the podcast in 2024. There's a lot that I could say, you know, about, you know, some other crazy moments and other stuff that went down. But I think it just kind of like lays personally into my life and how I looked at the year and how it went. Because it didn't start off very well. In fact, I'm still feeling the ramifications of it very badly. Because I went into this year unemployed because of, you know, things that happened with my old job and unceremoniously getting kicked to the curb without really much of an explanation, much of a reason. I noticed that, you know, that one, keeping up with like what they do, I could tell they didn't replace me at what I did. So I don't know. And it was a bad move, honestly, that they did it during the holidays, and, you know, it kind of screwed me over. And it didn't, you know, it played out into the new year where it was a struggle for me to just find something, you know, I could not, you know, there's just jobs and career paths that I wanted to take and try to get into that they were just, the doors were shut, just would not let me in. They give me the opportunity, or if they did, they took forever in deciding and then decided, nah, we're moving on. So I finally got, you know, at least I am very fortunate and very, you know, I guess, you know, yeah, I guess I'm just fortunate. fortunate that I have, you know, a place I can work, I have to work. Thank you to my brother Lorenzo for, you know, getting me the connection there to do that, because he works there too. It's something, but it's not where I want to last for a long time. If I stay where I'm at and the pay stays where I'm at, like I either need to move up and do something else, or I have to find something else. But that's just been, like, you know, I guess the job thing, and yeah, like, the ramifications of, you know, being unemployed for a while and what it does to your bank account. Yeah, and on top of having a home and all of the bills and loans you still need to pay off and everything, and, you know, it adds up. And the job, yeah, it doesn't pay me the most amount of money in the world, so I have to, you know, penny pinch a hell of a lot, and it's still a struggle. It is something that, like, I look at just every paycheck. It's like, how much of that can I actually hold on to, like, I don't know, have fun, enjoy myself? Or does it have to all go into groceries, gas, you know, my mortgage, and finding all those, you know, different things I need to put aside money to? It's not fun, especially when you sometimes, you know, once in a blue moon see, oh, your savings are in the red. So that's not fun. You know, you got to move money around, and sometimes you got to do some, you know, to make some hard choices, and it's not a good thing. But a lot, you know, personally with me, I think I also try to, like, keep a lot of it out of the podcast. But sometimes, you know, things do come around that I do talk about that I, you know, am excited to talk about, because it makes me giddy. It makes me, you know, very, very, you know, happy and joyful that I can explain, you know, certain things that go down. But at the end of it, just didn't work out so well. So people know, if you listened, yeah, I, you know, went into another relationship, and it didn't last long either. You know, from the one in 2023, around the same time it ended. And then of course, like with the first relationship, we still try. It was weird because, like, we try to stay friends. Well, we acted more than that first couple months after the breakup, maybe like 2.5 months, I'd say. Then we realized, like, you know what, we probably should stop doing what we're doing and just try to, you know, just stay as friends. And we did, even though I don't know if it was, you know, looking, you know, hindsight 2020, but looking back, probably wasn't something I should have done, to be honest. You know, still, you know, in, you know, connected to a person who, you know, it didn't work out. But I was still, there were still things going on that, like, it made me think, maybe, am I just still being, you know, seen as potentially somebody? I don't know. You know, because remember, for those, you know, if you don't remember, she has a kid. So having moments where I'm babysitting him or, you know, whatever, I'm like, I'm, you know, hold, you know, keeping an eye on him or something. I don't know, but it didn't. Yeah, it didn't feel right at the end, because then the weird thing was, because she invited me to play volleyball over the summer, you know, with a team of hers. And I'll say this. Yeah, like, yeah, I should have probably said no to that. I know Brian was very adamant that I shouldn't. I know I only did it because it wasn't even for her. I didn't even think, like, I know people are going to be like, really now, but for me, I was like, oh, it's volleyball. I haven't played this in a long time. Oh, this is gonna be fun. I want to go out there and, you know, just fucking spike the ball at people and make some new friends potentially. And that's kind of, it just so happens that she's there. But it was very fun. But then, of course, my last girlfriend came around and came into the picture, and, you know, then I'm starting to talk to her and go on dates, and eventually, you know, we ended up getting into a relationship, and I had to tell my ex, like, hey, like, can't really be, like, hey, listen, like, I'm seeing somebody, I can't really be hanging out with you and your kid really much anymore, as much as I am, if anything. I didn't, what's sad is that I didn't explain it very well, and I didn't, like, kind of communicate it very well with her, but also at the same time, it's like, hey, I'm telling you, like, hey, I can't really, can't really be, you know, as much as friends as we are. And she understood it at first, but then started questioning it and started getting upset about it. And then she completely cut me off, because she got upset that, like, oh, you're just gonna cut that, you know, that bond you have with my son, you know, over some new girl that you're talking, you know, this girl that you're starting to date and everything. It's like, well, kind of have to, yeah. You know, I can't just tell her, I can't tell her my new girlfriend, like, hey, my ex asked me to go babysit her kid. Like, what do you think she's gonna say? So it didn't, it's what it ended. You know, I don't talk to her. You know, I don't know what she does. I mean, okay, good for her. You're like, you know, enjoy your life. I don't know, but yeah, don't speak to her anymore. The last girlfriend, yeah, for 3 months, I really thought that this girl was gonna be somebody that I could see myself being with for a long time, and I really was, like, really sure about it. You know, with the dates that we went on and how we communicated with each other, you know, it really gave me it was a breath of fresh air of how different she was to my last ex, and how sure I was that we were gonna be with each other for a long time, because we had planned to go camping, we're going to do all these different dates, and or even just kind of, like, you know, just support each other and even, you know, even be, you know, be interested in the things that we're interested in, you know, in, just to kind of, you know, to be supportive and, you know, learn more about each other and everything. And she was just, you know, a great girl. But unfortunately, things did end, because she was in school full time as well as work. Just really weren't seeing each other as much anymore. Maybe, like, once a week if we were lucky. But she just, you know, unfortunately she did it, you know, she broke up via text, which isn't, you know, the way to do it, in my opinion. But yeah, she just said, like, hey, listen, like, you know, we can't do this. We have to, you know, end things. I don't want you to keep holding on to something that, like, if it won't work, you know, I don't want you to drag along. I respect you too much for it. And as much as I think you're amazing and, you know, and you've treated me so well and you're supportive and everything like that, it's like, hey, you gotta, you know, I don't think it's not gonna continue on. And it was sad, of course, but I respected the decision, because at least, you know, it wasn't a bad way to go, you know, to end it, other than via text. But then I found out in a couple weeks later, because I got too curious and went back on dating apps, that I found her on there again. So that's where I think I snapped, honestly, in before I had called Brian to talk to him about it, because, you know, that's how I always do it. I'm like, oh, hey, Brian, got to talk to you, man. You're my guy. I got to do it. But it made me snap, because it was just like, okay, I thought you were being respectful about how we broke up, but then you went back on dating apps. So was there more to this? Like, why? So is there more to why you broke up? You know, like her profile was half like all new. Either it was even a picture of her that I took a picture of her and she put it on there. So it was like, okay, then what happened here? I thought we were honestly perfect for each other. I really did. I really, even like the week before she broke up with me, with like, you know, the way we, you know, when we were hanging out and, you know, having these dates and, you know, and everything that goes with it, I thought for sure, like, hey, we were really, you know, close, you know, and everything like that. And it just, seeing that, yeah, it made me really upset. And I'm like, damn, like, did I do something wrong here? But, you know, it's good to have a friend like Brian just like talk to me through it. It's like, hey, like, you know, you didn't do anything wrong. I know I didn't do anything wrong, because I took what failed in the last relationship in terms of like what I didn't do right, or maybe I could have improved on. And it's like, hey, I'm going to put in effort on this. I'm going to make sure that this girl knows that I care about her very much. I almost said the L word. Jesus Christ. I almost got to that point. You know, I really thought I was going to say that. It's some point in there, but it didn't. Yeah, just didn't go well. And then, I don't know, it took me a little bit more time to, I think, get back into like the dating scene and see how that played out. I did go on a few dates. It didn't go well in terms of, you know, nothing progressed afterwards. One girl just way too busy and just would not text me back at all. I just said, nah, screw that. You're clearly not in the mindset to be dating right now. You shouldn't be. You're too busy and working on whatever's going on in your life, and you have all these other issues. You know, there's one girl who initially I thought lived, you know, in Detroit or something, but turns out, oh, she lived in on the other side of the state, but, you know, didn't find anybody interesting there, so she moved her location around, which kind of threw me off. But we were still planning to. It was still funny because how we connected was so cool, was so great for like the week and a half that we talked to each other. I was like, oh, I still want to go out with you, like, still go on a date with you. I want to at least have that. And we were planning on it. We were going to go to like Lansing or something, go halfway in the middle. But then she just like kind of hit me like, oh, you know, actually, I thought I was mentally ready to date and prepared for that. And I was like, okay, I can do this. No, I can't. I'm actually like very messed up and I can't. I'm really sorry I wasted your time and everything. And that threw me off too. Like, really? After all that, like, you didn't tell me right away that, like, you didn't live near me. Then you go a week and a half into having talking, which we were really connecting. I felt we were really connecting well, and then just hit me with that. And it's like, what the, you know, what is this? And then what? I think maybe a month ago, I even went on a date again with somebody who, you know, and initially, you know, we connected very well. Yeah, it was like a couple weeks of talking, and, you know, it kind of got to a point where we were acting like a couple already, just how conversations went and everything and certain ways. But it was just, there were just issues with her, you know, she admitted that, you know, she had a lot of mental issues and a lot of other things, and just how breakups with a last ex happened. 'Cause she used to live in Spain, and then just out of nowhere came back here to live, because, you know, the guy broke up with her and kicked her out of the house, and now she had to come back here to the U.S. You know, she, and then different things happened to where, like, you know, her pictures weren't the same as what she actually looked like, you know, because of other things that happened. You know, I get it, but I don't know, for all that to happen, and then we go on our first date, and then afterwards she's like, you know what, I only got a friend vibe out of this, like, I don't think a second date's gonna be necessary. But I still want to have these conversations and talk to you like the way we have been, you know, because I feel so connected with you and I'm so unfiltered. And it's like, no, I don't want that. I want, like, if I do, it's going to be because I want to go, you know, I want to date you. I want to, you know, want us to be a couple, not as a friend. You know, that's not what I'm looking for. And that's how I told her. I'm like, hey, unfortunately, not what I want. Like, if you want this kind of connection still, we got to be, it's got to lead to something. Can't just be that way. And that was it. So, yeah, dating. That's fun. It's gotten me to the point now where I just feel so, I guess, tired from it. I feel, I don't know, I just don't, I have no interest really, and just, I feel, like, deflated from it, or a little bit, I feel very exhausted. I think that's the word I'm trying to find, exhausted from the dating scene. You know, just, I'm in my last year of my 20s, and dating has just been so wishy-washy, and I don't know, either you find a girl that you think is going to be the one, but then it just doesn't go well, or I don't know, just other things get in the way, and it's like, well, what the hell are you doing? But I don't know, dating just doesn't feel fun to me right now, but of course, I have all these other issues going on with, you know, like, financially, and, you know, my own life that I'm trying to, you know, take a step up on and fix things. And I feel like that also plays into it. Like, I need to worry more about my own life and not try to have anybody else in there. Cause I also feel like I can't provide it. I feel like I know I'm not going to be able to provide enough for a girl that, you know, that wants and needs a certain level of it. And it's like, well, I have to take care of myself. I'm not doing the best financially. And that alone should be already be like, hey, I can't, it's like, I can't spend money on you. You know, I got to save money for my mortgage or my, or, you know, whatever, like my home, like my car insurance or something. You know, I can't take you out on a date. So it's a mix of that. But also just, I just feel so deflated from the dating thing. Like, even if I felt comfortable right now to where I can spend money a little bit, I don't know if I'd still want to find somebody. I think just right now, I don't know. I don't know if it's just not finding the right girls out there that are, like, you know, actually available, like they think they are, or they just want certain things that it's like, well, okay, but I'm not, that's not what I want. So I don't know. Maybe I even thought to myself, like, I'm going to take a break from all that. I don't really find it interesting to meet somebody right now. I think I left the one app I've used that I've gotten the last two girlfriends. I think I've just left it on my phone just in the odd shot that somebody comes around, but I don't really use it. I don't open it. It's just there. I don't know. It's a weird world. But yeah, the fact that I just mentioned that I'm in my last year of my 20s. That's fun. Because next year I'm turning 30. The big 3-0. The 2 is going away. I'm getting to that. I'm now going into the age where my parents had me back in 95. And now here I am, about to turn 30. Single with not the best financial situation right now. And I don't know. Where do I find myself going this year? Where do I see myself in 2025 at the end of it? Like, what do I want and what do I need, essentially? And that's, I'm thinking about it in terms of me personally, but also the podcast. I want to keep that. There's going to be some intertwining in it for sure. But for me personally, I know that, yeah, financially, I need to get myself righted pretty quickly. And it's not because I spend money on dumb things or anything like that. Like, that, it's just, no, it's not what I back in the day, like, yeah, I did a little bit. Like, I have a good amount of shoes and all that stuff. But this year, like, spending money was something I actively kind of, like, was repulsed by. So maybe one pair of shoes I bought this year and one sweater. One soccer jersey. That's really about it. Everything else is all like just, you know, stuff for me to survive. But still, just I think where I found myself at the beginning of the year, and then job situation with, you know, not paying enough, you know, it doesn't completely offset the things I have to pay. So it's going to be, yeah, financial. Got to do that. Got to find something better for me, or make more money somewhere, you know, in a different way, that, you know, will make me feel comfortable, and, you know, I can enjoy life more. Because honestly, that's weirdly, it's the one thing that kind of keeps me up at night and stresses me out, is the whole finances thing. Everything else, you know, despite the relationship stuff and my thoughts towards dating and everything, and, you know, the other kind of other moments that happened and whatnot, I think I am happy. You know, outside, you know, aside from those things, I'm pretty happy. The people that I have around me, the support that I have, the friends that I have, just being here, you know, I'm here. I want to keep living. I want to keep trucking. There's so much of life that I still have yet to witness and want to see and want to, you know, be around, that, you know, it's my goal. My goal is to not miss out on those things and continue to put myself in those positions to where I can experience these things, whether with myself, family, friends, whoever. That's what I want to obtain. And, you know, once I figure out the finances and the money stuff, I'm good to go. I'm rolling. You know, I enjoy my life. I come home every day from work, and, you know, I get to do things for, you know, with the podcast or myself. And, you know, this year I can say, like, cooking is something I've gotten into more this year. You know, I have to, as a single homeowner, you know, got to figure something out. Can't just eat ramen and make sandwiches all day. You know, I'm cooking steaks. I'm cooking pasta. I've got some crazy, even some simple things like hamburger helper or like tacos or something, you know. I find joy in learning these things and finding different ingredients and going shopping. It's like, oh, I don't have to get the simple things I need for work and everything. It's like, ooh, maybe I want to make this, you know, this week, or I'll take like a few days to get these ingredients prepared and whatever. Good, you know, I can grill, or, you know, or something like put it in the hot, you know, the crock pot or something. I don't know. But I find it fun. It's so enjoying to me. And I want to keep doing that and find some new things and try different tastes, you know, different kind of tastes, and, you know, see what I like. But I have that kind of, that's the kind of optimism that I have despite where I'm at right now. It's me being eager and excited for it, but also knowing that, like, hey, you gotta be mindful and keep an eye on other things as well. So, and then in terms of the podcast, 2025, what are the things that Brian and I want to do and what we want to plan? Well, we obviously want long-term. We know that we want to find a studio for ourselves, a permanent place, a more permanent place. As much as I enjoy the podcast being here in my house and everything, and the studio that we've set up, long-term, we know it's not sustainable. It's something that we discuss about sometimes, before or after a show we record. We want to find a place that we can call home, that we can make it the most warm and inviting place for guests, new and old. Being a location that it makes sense for everybody. You know, our original studio was in Detroit. You know, it makes it easier for everybody to get there, depending on where they live. Here, it's farther. You know, we've had guests who have driven an hour to get here or more. We say, like, hey, you know, dedication's there, we appreciate it and everything. It's like, back of our minds, we feel bad. It's like, damn, you know, we make you go all the way just for us. You know, we got to find somewhere that will be a best of both worlds. Because, you know, again, I don't mind driving again to a studio like I did that with the original one. Brian was the one who hosted. You know, he was there. Now it's my turn. So now we want it to be somewhere that we can both go, you know, go to, and that it's ours. I don't know how we're going to get there. It's going to take a lot of money saving, like crazy. Maybe some fortunate connections that we may have. We do have connections. That is something we do like to mention. We know some people who have a bit of pull in the city, but albeit, you know, big or small, however small, big or small you want to consider it, but it's there. We want to see what that can be like, and we definitely want to have a studio one day. But until then, stuff for the show. We know this coming winter, we've actively looked into recording a show outside of the studio for the first time. It's going to be a bit of an audacious attempt. We are attempting to record a podcast outside in a snowstorm / blizzard, however you want to call it. That was Brian's idea at first, and we have the ability to do it. The back patio that I have would be perfect to set up a makeshift studio. Obviously, not everything would be moving over there. Can't bring the table, the chairs, yeah, I guess. But we'd have to bring the mics, the lights, the cameras, the mixer, you know, and try to figure out all of that. But also try to keep everything nice and dry so they don't, you know, short circuit or anything. We don't want that, but hey, you know, we're thinking of crazy methods of finding, you know, where we can get some views and likes and shares and everything and get our podcast up there in the algorithms for everybody. And what better way to start it than have a show outside in a massive snowstorm? It's Michigan, so you know what? It's very well possible. We don't know. You know, we're going to keep an eye on the weather forecast, you know, for the next couple months. So we'll see. But it's something quite crazy. I have a snowsuit. I've got the snow boots and everything. I'm ready. I'm down. Other things that we've discussed, of course, again, like doing shows outside the studio, maybe outside in different locations, maybe downtown Detroit. We just kind of, I don't know, pop up shop at Campus Martius Park and just do a show right there. Just two mics, a camera, two chairs, and just us talk about whatever. And people just kind of walking by or maybe somehow taking part in the show just to be a few minutes. Who knows? That's something. We have all those crazy ideas. We've even discussed a live show of some sort. We actually, somebody that I mentioned as part of the, I guess the shout-outs from earlier, Oceana Cervezos. Cervezos? Cervezas. Something like that. It's one of the two. Oh, my God. No. Now I got to go down and... Oh, no. Check. Did I just say it totally wrong? Cavazos. There you go. Man, I am bad. Oceana Cavazos. There you go. Sorry. She has her own, like, coffee shop that also takes... takes shape as, like, a poetry spot that people can come and do live stuff there. We have, you know, some very, very preliminary talks of attempting to do like a live show somewhere, maybe that spot or elsewhere, and just have all of you come by and take part in watching us do our thing live and in person. So it's something we've talked about doing that for the last couple of years. Actually, we haven't really taken the time to figure that out and see where we can do it, but we know we want to do it. We don't know it. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but if that opportunity comes around, we know we're going to take it. In terms of guests, you know, I didn't expect the way that 2024 played out with the guests. Of course, I knew we were always going to have reoccurring people coming around, but all the new guests that we've had come around to my house and record here at the studio has been quite amazing, and we're going to see what else comes around. New people. We always have people written down or in the back of our minds like, oh, we totally want to have them on. And I started creating a list of people, you know, people that I know personally that have, you know, impacted my life that I would totally have on. Also some kind of like some, you know, far reaches, you know, you never, like, we can try reach out and say, hey, you know, we love what you do. We want to have you on the show. You know, be it local or be it somewhere in the world. There are some people that are, you know, in different parts of the world that, at least on my list, I would love to have on the show and talk to them about what they do and among other things. So it's an ever-growing list. We're going to keep trying to see who we can, you know, check off and have an episode made for you guys. So, but yeah, that's 2025. We're going to, you know, we're 3 years into this show. We were looking, you know, stats, checking out the metrics, and it's been growing. We're seeing it every day almost. Brian and I cannot thank you enough. You know, myself, Mario. I should have mentioned my name earlier. I don't know why not. But Brian and Mario, myself, me. We can't thank you all enough for sticking around, staying fans of the show. You know, keep sharing it to as many people as you can that you think might like our style, our witty banter, our personalities, the personalities of the guests that we have on, the topics we talk about. Now I think about it. Also, another thing we got to do in 2025, more of streaming. I think that's another aspect that we are not doing so much of that we should be. I tried times in the year where I would stream consistently or I would just not stream at all. I know that Brian, for him, it's difficult because of his job and the times that he gets home and everything. So I can't always expect him to be available to stream or do anything. Which, you know, hey, I can't blame him. It's not a knock on him. You know, he's making his money, doing his thing, so can't blame him. But 2025, I definitely want to stream more. You know, whether it's gaming or just anything else, I think we need to really tap into that. Also, I should shout out to people on TikTok for following us. So we got over 1,000 now on the platform, which allows us to stream on there and reach more people, which is pretty cool. So we're gonna try to keep doing that. I know. For some strange reason, outside of the podcast, I can't stream on TikTok. I don't know why it doesn't let us, even though we have the access, but technology, what are you going to do? So that's another thing. But yeah, that's 2025. We're going to get to, you know, 4 years the next year. So that's going to be insanity how we've gone that far. We've already done 162 episodes, and now this will be the fifth Hyperspace Conversation episode. I hope to do more of these. I hope that I can do 5 more by the end of next year instead of 5 in the span of, 2.5-3 years. Let's hope I can do more. I know that I'm sure I'll have more to talk about. I know a lot of things are happening now that maybe it'll be something I can dive into later. You know, Detroit Lions, will we, won't we win the Super Bowl? Can it actually happen? That's literally like the one sporting event that I've yet to witness in my life in terms of the teams that I support. I mean, 2 years ago, I saw Argentina win the World Cup. Done. I don't have to worry about them anymore, even though this year they won. Hey, shout out to them. They won the Copa America again this year, so that was pretty neat. I've seen the Red Wings win the Stanley Cup. That's another one. I need to see the Tigers win the World Series. I don't know. We'll see. The Pistons, I've seen them win the NBA title. I've seen my various soccer teams around the world win titles and cups and different trophies and everything. So Tigers and Lions, those are my two. But the Lions right now, priority. Will they or won't they? And it's amazing how now this is year Brian is now a sports fan, which is insane to me. I didn't think at the end of this year he would be, but even though it's just for the Lions, he's actually becoming, you know, invested into it a little bit. He'll call me or text me during games now because he's watching. I never expected that. And we even watched a game together. That was crazy. That Thursday night game against the Packers. We're like, hey, let's go watch the game together. Never would have imagined that at the beginning of the year. So that's cool. I get to have those moments with him, with my buddy, my podcast host. So maybe more of that. Super Bowl watch party? Maybe. You know what? Hell. Maybe this podcast will host one. Maybe. If we get there. If. Big if. One game at a time, please. Thank you. All right. Well, I'll end episode 5 like that. There you go. A lot of personal growth, but also setbacks. then, you know, so, you know, I'm going venturing into the unknown into the next year. I'm turning 30 on January 10th. I don't know what I'm doing for my birthday. It's a Friday, so I don't know if I'm going to we're even doing a show that day, but I'm turning the big 30. I want my money to grow. I need money to grow. I just need money. Podcast is going to continue to kick some butt. All of the guests that we've had on the show, new and old, we're going to have a fun time with that. So thank you again to everyone who supports this show. Continue to support the show in any way that you can. Share it. You know, bring some more fans into the mix. We'd love to have it. We'd love to just share this with everybody and see, you know, if people like this kind of wackiness. So take care, everybody. Make 2025 the best year ever.